It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. Parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There'll be parties for hosts, marshmallows for toasts, and caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
It is the most wonderful time of the year, and welcome to the 10th annual, can you imagine that, 10th annual WGH Talk Christmas Party Special, and we are loaded for bear here tonight. We have got we've got Carrington here is here, and Matt is here, and Sean is here, and Pastor Craig is here, and Nate and Amber are here, and Terry, and Mary Ellen Withrow, and Jack Kellogg soon to be here, and we've got a group of people. It's going to be a great night here. Now, the first hour, as you know, every year we do Twas the Night Before Christmas. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Linda Sims, of course, here tonight. And we do those two stories, a poem, I guess, and a story. Poem and a letter, I guess, is what we have. And we talk about Christmas past and present and just have some good memories with friends here. Hour number two is the sing-along. It's the caroling that we do every year. So get ready, because in hour number two tonight, we're going to, listen, let's just put it this way. We're not going to be good. We're going to tell you right off the bat that we're not going to be great, but we're going to try to be great tonight because it's Christmas. But the whole gang tonight is going to roll out with the WGH Talk Choir, Christmas Choir, in hour number two. So stick by your listening device or however you're listening tonight for the next two solid hours. But I do have to say, this is something that has never happened in the history of Christmas specials. I don't know what's going on for the first 15 minutes. All I know is that I'm supposed to throw it over to Matt. So, Matt, you got the first 15 minutes. Go ahead.
All right. So, for those of you who do not know, today, this morning, Scott Scherzer gave Scott... he wrote a proclamation up for Scott.
Is the mic?
Mayor Scott.
Yeah. Scherzer. Good. Yeah, pick that up. There you go.
All right.
Now we can hear you.
All right. So for those of you who do not know, this morning when Scott Scherzer came on the radio with us, he, at the end of the show, he read a proclamation that he had written for Scott, and I will read it for you guys now. It is one of the responsibilities as mayor for the city of Marion to honor individuals in our community, and in that manner it is a pleasure to recognize Scott Spears for his contributions to our community. I commend you for your dedication and passion as a radio talk show host in your hometown of Marion. Through your dedication and passion, you were able to moderate several League of Women Voter debates and also won an Associated Press Award for your interview with Helen Thomas in 2011. During your time on air, you have had the opportunity to interview a host of individuals from politicians to numerous legends that include actors, comedians, and talk show hosts. Through your talk shows, you have maintained a commitment to covering the local scene in Marion on a daily basis. I extend my best wishes to you in the coming years.
That's very nice. It's very, very nice.
And then there's a second proclamation that I will read to you now. Whereas Scott Spears has been a well-recognized radio personality and talk show host in Marion, Ohio, since beginning his broadcasting career at WMRN, WDCM, and WWGH Radio, and whereas he has also won an Associated Press Award in 2011 for getting the first interview with Dean of the White House Press Corps, and whereas he has also made national headlines for his interviews with Bill Cosby, comedian Gallagher, Golden Voice Ted Williams, and Phil Donahue, while interviewing legends such as Phyllis Diller, Ed Asner, Larry King, Betty White, and Tony Curtis. Whereas Scott has moderated several League of Women Voters debates and as well as interviewing five Ohio governors. Now, therefore, I, Scott Scherzer, mayor of the city of Marion, Ohio, do hereby proclaim Tuesday, December 19th, 2023, as Scott Spears Day in the city of Marion, and urge the residents of our community to extend best wishes and congratulate Scott on this honor.
Well, I certainly thank Mayor Scherzer for that. That was very, very nice of him because, you know, that's, you know, Mary Ellen, maybe I can park on any side of the road today I want. I can do whatever I want today. That's very nice. Matt?
Oh, we will have Linda Sens come up to give a speech now.
Oh, Linda. Well, Linda and I have been together since day one here, 10 years. 10 years almost. My goodness, Linda.
Must be because you're tall, huh?
Yeah, must be.
I guess I can reach this, right?
That's right.
Right. So, many of you know Scott Spears, and maybe many of you have heard of my name, Linda Sims, now Linda Sims Pickett. I have been with Scott since 2014 out at the Southland Mall. Now, Scott knew me before I knew him. My spiritual mother and mentor, Earlene Baskin Hatch, knew Scott very, very well. And we all were on WDCM.
That's right.
7.5 FM radio with Ray. I forget his last name. But anyway, a storm came, remember, and blew down that tower, and they didn't have the money to put it back up. And so we were kind of silent for a while. At least a voice of a people wasn't running anymore. And then one bright day in 2014, my spiritual mother and mentor contacts me and says, well, they want our show to go on. And she says, but I can't be there. I want you to do it. So I'm thinking, well, I guess I can do it. I was doing it anyway. And I contacted Scott, and he interviewed me. And it's been, let's go from there on, right? Not only that, I have experienced so many wonderful things along with Scott Spears. We've been at a popcorn festival parade. I have met a lot of people that I probably would not have met. There's never a dull moment on WWGH 107.1 FM radio, right?
That's right.
Even last Christmas, my husband and I rise out to his house in this bitter storm. If everyone can remember that, right? We get stuck. But who was even out that night? We should have even been out, but because Scott asked us, invited us, we were out there in that blizzard going to his house and got stuck. Sean pushed us out there all by himself. But I just want to say thank you, Scott.
Well, thank you, Linda.
For giving me an opportunity for my voice to be heard. And not only that, many people in our community have crossed over, even on my show, A Voice of a People. And because of you and your dedication and your tenacity and not giving up, no matter what. And I'm still hanging with you to the end.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Linda. Thank you. That was very, very nice. I appreciate that. Linda and I, 10 years this coming June will have been. And that's not the end. We're going to continue on.
All right. So the next interview, or sorry, the next speech we have coming up is from the longest mayor in Marion history, Jack Kellogg.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Kellogg.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Next. Mayor Kellogg. Well, hello, Mayor.
Good evening. Sorry I'm a little late here.
No problem at all.
Okay, what now, Mary Ellen with us? Glad to see you here.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. We go way back.
Yeah, yes.
Right. Yeah. So, what do you want to know?
Well, you know, Jack, tonight we've got something for you. You were inducted into the Upper Crust Society. And this is a selective group of Marion residents. Mary Ellen Withrow's in that group. Buckeye Guy is in that group. We also have George Kasotis and also, who am I forgetting? Oh, Marianne Michaels. Marianne Michaels was inducted this year. And this year, Jack Kellogg was inducted, and we wanted to make sure he got his plaque for being in the Upper Crust Society.
Well, good. Thank you. Very pleased. Oh, there's my signature right there.
There's your signature on the pizza crust.
Well, I'm very happy to be here tonight. I'm very honored to accept this award. And I've enjoyed my life very much. I have enjoyed all my political 30 years I had in it. And enjoyed it very much. And hope I got a lot accomplished. You never know from day to day what you're doing. But I had a very good time and had good employees, good people in Marion. And it just was nice. And Scott, you know, he was on council when I was mayor, and so we got along real good that way. And Marion has come up away. You know, everybody's got problems right now, so real heavy, and it's just too bad. But I think we can pull through it and see what we can do and get it accomplished. I'm very happy and very honored to be here tonight to get this.
Thank you, Mayor Kellogg.
Okay.
And stick around.
Okay,
we'll talk later on.
Scott Spears Day for
the...
Remember we talked?
Yeah.
Well, the mayor and I have done interviews for a long, long time. We go way back. And I always say, the thing about Jack Kellogg, never said no to an interview. Just an absolutely gentleman.
You know, I always enjoyed that. And, you know, when I was mayor, the news people you had around the community was heavy. You know, every day I had somebody in my office or four in my office all the time, so it's I enjoyed that, got along very good. Columbus took good care of me too, and the TV's down there, and I was all over everywhere, and it worked out real good.
Absolutely.
I was president of the Ohio State Mayor Association for 2 years too, and that took a lot of time and energy to keep that going and keep the mayors all happy around the state.
It's a big job.
Big job.
Big. Thank you.
I enjoyed it, though. I really did.
And we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mayor. All right, Matt.
All right. So the next person we have to give a speech is none other than Scott's mom herself, Joan Markley.
All right. Well, this will be interesting.
Yeah.
First time to a Christmas party. Well, go. Now remember we're working on a time.
This
we're working on a top. Working on a time frame here.
And I just kind of clarified a little bit ago about it. And so I'll tell the story I told Carrington the other day.
I can see you stuck with her.
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. And when Scott was little, he had a little table, little kid's table, had chairs, and he was the only child at that time. So, he would sit, he had a video camera, and he used to watch wrestling all the time. And he would tape the wrestling on VHS tapes. Probably a lot of people don't even know what that is. And then he would play it back, and he would dub where the announcing should be himself. Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, I used to do that.
Yeah.
I thought I could do it better than they could, so I thought, well, why not get in there?
Yeah, but he hogged the TV.
That is true.
That's the only thing, yeah. But Scott's a busy guy, you know. Very proud of you. I love you. And the world's a better place because of you.
Well, thank you.
So, and I like being your mom most of the time.
Well, thank you. I know. All right. It can be rough some days. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. All right. I know. You know, if people could only see what was going on in this office, the entrance and exits here are something else. It's really a trip. All right, Matt.
All right. So, next I will be giving my speech. So, the other day I asked Scott how he would feel if he got a day named after him, and he said they don't give a day to just anyone. But not just anyone becomes as decorated in their field as Scott has in broadcasting. Not only has he had many interviews with such recognizable figures, including Bill Cosby, Barbara Walters, Helen Thomas, Gallagher, and many other household names, he was winner of the Associated Press Award. Scott is a respected and well-known interviewer and journalist, not only in the city of Marion, but all across the United States as well. I am honored to have such an esteemed mentor and colleague. Scott, congratulations.
Thank you. That's very, very nice. Thank you, Matt. Thank you. All right.
So, next up, we have Carrington Nelson giving her speech.
All right. I'm glad you remembered her name.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right.
I was like, I thought me and your mom bonded the other night. At the
I know.
Class, so.
She's like that.
That's
She's
okay.
like
I'll
that.
I'll forgive her. I'll let All it right. slide. Well, first off, I just want to say congratulations. You've had a long career, obviously, and I have just gotten to be a part of it in the last 5 months or so, which I am eternally grateful for this experience, and I'm so happy that I get to be here. And honestly, I know everyone says this in speeches about somebody whenever they have a day named after them or some sort of award, but you've really changed my life in more ways than you would know. I had never considered broadcasting before I ran into you at the fair that day. I've gone through a lot in the last 5 months with, you know, graduating recently and lots of other life events. And I think that things would be a lot different right now if I hadn't gotten to meet you. So I think about all the people that you get to talk to whenever you're hosting your morning show and people that get to, you know, wake up and listen to you every day. And it's kind of like a comforting source, and they, you know, see you and they feel like your friend, and that you get to impact their lives and you've impacted mine. So I just know that a lot of us are grateful to get to know you and get to feel like we're friends with you. So congratulations and thank you for everything.
Well, thank you, Carrington. That's very, very, very nice. Very nice. Thank you. Thank you.
And next up, last but certainly not least, Mary Ellen Withrow.
Oh, Mary Ellen.
Yes.
Well, so good to have Mary Ellen here tonight.
Well, it's good to be here.
My
Scott.
Goodness.
Well, Scott Spears is a remarkable man. I've said that for a long time. He's interviewed me many times, and I said, I think he's the best in the business. Mm. And he's been so kind to me and taken me to so many interesting places. We've seen so many fun things. And I think the fact that you've hired these two young people is a real mark in your progress and wanting to know, you know, what the young people of the world think. I think that's great. But your ability to get those top people like Betty White and all those that they've mentioned here that you've interviewed is another very remarkable thing. But I've enjoyed so much being a part of your organization, whatever it is.
Thank you, Mary Ellen. Is it okay? And but we're going to get on with the Christmas special here. But you know what? I want to say, because this, I really didn't know this was going to happen until this morning. And I want to thank Mayor Schertzer for doing this. He's at a city council meeting right now. But thank you, Mayor Schertzer. And I want to thank Sean, because I know that he had a hand in relaying this information and seeing that this was done. So thank you to Sean and everybody here at WGH over the who's ever come and gone from. If I start naming names, I'm going to leave somebody out. So I'm not going to do that. But I'm lucky to be around the people who I've been around and the people who spoke tonight, Carrington and Matt and my mom and Linda and Mayor Kellogg and certainly Mary Ellen. I want to say this, and then we're going to go on with the Christmas special. This is just about more than I can take today. You know, here it's like hearing your obituary. I've got my obituary laid out now, but I have more fun. I'm endlessly curious. I think everybody who's ever listened, because if nobody was listening, it would be highly unlikely that I'd be able to be around. I think everybody who ever did an interview with me, because if they don't say yes, then there's not much of an interview. And Mary Ellen has done that so many times, and it's been wonderful. And to bring in Matt and Carrington, I'm very lucky because they are a lot of fun. Just like everybody else who's been along for the ride, Linda since the beginning. And I certainly have to mention Madge Cooper, Marianne Michaels, and Charlie Evers, who were all with me for many, many years, and we had a lot of fun, and they really are the icons of broadcasting in this community. So I thank them, I thank everybody, and now we're going to celebrate Christmas like we always did. So thanks to everybody who spoke tonight, and I really appreciate that. And I was hoping I'd be able to park wherever today without getting a parking ticket with this proclamation. So thank you again to Mayor Schertzer, and thank you to everybody. And now we're going to go on with the Christmas special. All right. Now, Mary Ellen, here we are. You've been to the Christmas party before.
Does this work?
This works. That we're all on now.
Okay.
Mary Ellen, Christmas, what does this time of year mean to you?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Everybody says Merry Christmas again. They didn't used to, you know, for a while.
They did.
Yeah, they were kind of avoiding that. It's such a celebratory time where we have a lot of food and a lot of friends and get all our cards in the mail and listen to the beautiful music, which is so great. So all of it is a wonderful thing to experience.
It really is. Now, Carrington, what do you make of this time of year, this it's different. There's something that goes on this week every year that's completely different from the rest of the year.
Absolutely. I think being 22, my perspective on Christmas is definitely starting to change from, you know, whenever you're a kid and you're waking up and you're like, oh, I get all my presents and Santa came. And now I feel like I think it's more about, you know, family and getting a little bit stressed, making sure that you got a gift for everybody and is it good enough and all of that. But really, at the end of the day, it's just about getting to spend time with people you love.
Now, Carrington, I want you to do something. We've done this many years here at the station, but at Christmas, inevitably, somebody says, is there a Santa Claus? Well, many, 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 many years ago, a letter was sent to a newspaper from the New York Sun, September 21st, 1897. And this letter, I believe, has been reprinted more than any other letter in the history of newspapers. And it'll be reprinted this Christmas, just like it is every Christmas. So one of our traditions is somebody reads, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. So, Carrington, here you go.
I'm so honored. Should I start after?
Yeah, read what Virginia says and then
okay.
Read the answer. Yep, go right ahead.
Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, a man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there was no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias.
There would be no children, childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The external light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus. You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch all of the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if you did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus. But that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view the picture that the supernatural beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Virginia, in all this world there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus, thank God, he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.
Wonderful letter. And Mary Ellen, you know, that really is what it's all about. That question is asked so often, is there a Santa Claus? And I think that letter explains it better than anybody ever could.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, have you ever gone to see Santa Claus?
It's been a few years, but I did go to see Santa Claus.
Yes, that's always fun.
It is. And when you see that big red suit this time of year right. and the white beard, there's just something about it that's different from any other time of year. It's magical.
And then we have elves.
We do have elves.
Sometimes we have elves. Sometimes we don't.
And sometimes reindeer.
Yes, right.
I mean, it's a busy time of year for those people.
Right.
Now, Carrington, have you ever read that letter or seen that letter?
No, I have not. And I don't know if you could tell by my...
No, this was written in, 1897?
Yeah, there were a lot of big words in there. I wasn't ready for it.
They were very
it.
Wordy people in the late 1800s. They spoke better than we did back in the late 1800s.
Yes.
They had,
certainly so. So I hope I did it justice and didn't stumble too much.
Well, no, and this was we shouldn't mention little Virginia O'Hanlon. She was 8 years old, and she got that to the Sun newspaper, and the Sun bought enough of that to Frank Church, by the way, is the man who responded to that. Frank Church, who was an editorialist at the time. He was not a kiddie person. He did very serious stories.
Wow. I mean, he obviously took it very seriously. I mean, with his response, he's like, hey, even if you can't see him, he's magical. Like, that's how it is.
Well, the editor said, Frank, you're the man for this job because you've covered wars and you've covered things like that. And this is going to be the biggest question you're ever going to be asked. And the funny thing I just recently learned about this is Frank was very jaded about the newspaper business, that he said, you know, whatever you write only lasts a day, and then they throw the newspaper away and it's gone. Nothing you will ever write will be around forever. And here we are, over 100 years later, still reading Frank Church's response to Virginia O'Hanlon. So it can happen.
Right.
You know, there's something to be said, Mary Ellen, for longevity.
Yes. Well, you know, it'd be really interesting. I'm sure there are a lot of letters written now to Santa Claus, and they send them to the newspaper. And wouldn't those be fun to read?
They really would. I know there's a post office box in Santa Claus, Indiana, where the elves respond.
Do they?
They do. They do. And everybody gets a handwritten letter back in the mail. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is.
Now, I think Nate is out there. If we can get Nate in here, I think he normally reads Twas the Night Before Christmas. Is Nate out there? That's one of our other big traditions here, Twas the Night Before Christmas. And that's a lot of fun. And I've read this more this year than normal. I read this at the Marion Christmas Tree Lighting, and I read this at the Caledonia Christmas Tree Lighting, and I've read it on air. I've been around with this year, so I'm going to let somebody else read Twas the Night Before Christmas tonight here at the holiday party. All right, Nate. Here he comes. Nate Redman.
I'm a caroling.
Oh, so glad to see you here, Nate. Yeah, if you want to use, you can just pull it right out of the mic stand there if you want. Nate, it's good to see you. How you been, first of all?
Then great, Scott. Hey, happy to hear your news.
Yeah, it was fun. It's an interesting thing here during the holiday party.
Indeed, yes,
now,
sir.
Now, we have tapped you for reading Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Okay, I will try my best not to mess it up.
Here we go.
Especially when I flip the pages here.
I know, that's the tough part.
I might have a pause, you know, you never know.
Nate Redman reading Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled, and he shouted, and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Thank you, Nate. That's wonderful.
You're welcome.
And good to have you back here with us tonight.
Yes, sir. Good to be with you guys. Now, wonderful to see your studio here.
Well, yeah.
First time I have been here, yes.
It's a fun little place here we have.
It sure is. It's the first time I've seen Matt and Carrington face-to-face. Hello, guys. Good to meet you. Heard you folks bantering with Scott, and he's a fun man to banter with, isn't he? Well, okay, all right.
Some nights.
Now we have fun.
We do have fun. We have a lot of fun.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, Nate, well, what does Christmas mean for you this year?
Well, this year, you know, Christmas has been a little different for us. Starting last year, my dad passed away September of 22. And so last year, we had just Christmas started looking a little different. I told Amber this year, I said, I want to go all out for Christmas because you just never know who you're going to lose at Christmas time. So we just decorated the inside of the house. We decorated the outside. And we've just been spending a lot
lot of time with family. My mom lives 3 miles away. We've baked as many cookies as you can imagine this year, gotten together and just baked and baked and baked. So this year, family just means so much to me this year at Christmas time.
Full of merriment and happiness.
It is. It is. It's wonderful. And I'd say top of the list, family this year at Christmas time.
Oh, thank you, Nate. That's great.
Absolutely.
And we've got Pastor Craig is out there and Linda is out there, as you've heard. Matt, what do you make of Christmas? Well, what sentimental features does Christmas hold for you this year?
This year it will be just like all the others, I guess. I mean, it's always good, though. Everybody comes out to my grandma's house. We always have everybody to have, like, the whole family shows up. We have a big dinner, and then we have a gift exchange on Christmas Eve.
So family.
Yeah.
Yeah, family's very important this time of year.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you've got to be around your family. But if you're not around your family, because a lot of people's families are not around, you can make new families with people who you know.
Oh, absolutely. I have at least three.
That's very nice. That's very nice. Because when you have a family, I think it's very comforting. And it's this time of year, you really want to be in the comfort zone. Although we know there are a lot of people who are depressed this time of year.
Yeah, it's a rough time of year for some people. Some people don't have a whole bunch of family, or they don't have any family at all.
I think you just have to pick something and be happy about it. Everybody can be grateful for something.
I think so.
Now, is Pastor Craig out there? We haven't heard from him yet. We'll get Pastor Craig in here and see what his meaning of Christmas is. I think he would have a more traditional meaning of Christmas. Oh, and Mayor Kellogg. Yes, we'll get Mayor Kellogg in here as well.
Thank you.
And then, don't forget, the singing is coming in hour number two. I know people wait 365 days for that every year when the Christmas choir goes, Pastor Craig, here we go. What does Christmas 2023 mean to you?
Well, first and foremost, of course, it is Jesus' birthday. And so that's, means a lot to me. And that's what the main focus should be. But I also, this Christmas is going to be kind of special because my grandkids are... Well, I'll be spending Christmas Day with four of my grandchildren. They're 7, 5, 3, and 1. So as they're getting older, they're developing their personalities. So it'll be a great day. So for me, I'll be spending time with family.
Very, very. And family again. That's what we're hearing time and time again.
Yep.
Spend time with your family. Enjoy the holiday.
Right. And by the way, I wanted to congratulate you, Scott. I heard something about you got a parking ticket excused from the city.
I you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe the stuff that's went on today. It's been quite a Tuesday. What can you do?
I didn't know that.
Oh, no. The mayor's up. Mayor Kellogg, come in here for a second.
I'm here.
Come on in, Mayor. Come on in.
No, but congratulations on the proclamation that you received.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor Kellogg, what does Christmas mean to you this time of year?
This year, Christmas seems like it means to me is giving. We have been given so much. You know, they gave us Jesus. And the story behind that is, I listened to a minister this week talk about that, and he gave us so much when he gave us Jesus. And look what Jesus did for us. He died on the cross. He did this. He did that. So Christmas to me this year means giving. And we should also give here in Marin to people to help everybody out, because things are a little tougher. So if we would give a little bit, it would help us out. But that's what it means to me this year is giving.
Now, Mayor, when you think back to your childhood, what were Christmases like in Marion as a little boy?
Oh, they were great.
Yeah.
Well, you'd get downtown on Friday nights, there would just be thousands of people down there. You couldn't walk on the sidewalks. It was just unreal. And I remember that, and my mom and dad would take me down, and you walk in the stores and how the stores were laid out and stuff. It was just fantastic, really. But sure different than what it is today. But and everybody cooperated, and everybody talked to you, and just nice and back and forth. And so, well, there was a lot of giving back there in those days. There's giving today, too, but we could use some more.
Now, Mayor, are you optimistic about the future?
Yeah, oh, yes and no. I mean, there's some bad things going on, right? But and both parties are blaming her. But I hope it straightens out. But we got a long ways to go, and we are in a lot of trouble right now, I think. And we've all got to work together to get this thing straightened out and get it going in the right direction again.
Well, hopefully this year we'll all, on Christmas Day, come together no matter what we believe and just have a good day. That'd
That's
be nice.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Well, Mayor Kellogg's going to stick with us as well. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay.
Yeah, because we are going to have our big performance here in the next hour, which is going to be fun. And I hope everybody's enjoying the chicken sandwiches out there. Have you guys had any food? Oh, no.
No, surprisingly, I haven't.
You're
I'm a big eater. I'm hungry right now, and I'm sweating. It's like 88 degrees in here. Again, it's always hot and hungry.
You know, Mary Ellen, we learned the other night she might have a glandular disorder, that she's hot all the time and just always burning up. We don't really know what's going on. We're going to send her to a doctor the first of the year.
Yeah. You know, it's my daughters are hot all the time, too. And, you know, I keep my house at 75.
I don't mean I'm typically all that hot. Like, my room is pretty cold, but this room is hot. There's, what, six of us in here right now? And this is...
Wait till we sing in about 15 minutes. That's going to bring the holidays to you.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be sweat running down my arms, and I'm going to feel merry as ever.
Now, Mary Ellen, as a young girl, what was Christmas like here in Marion County?
Oh, it was great. You know, we would go to the Catholic Church on Christmas Eve and listen to the music. And I'm not Catholic, but I'm a Methodist. But the different things that we did... at Christmas, I mean, of course, it was very exciting as a child. You know, I don't get excited anymore. But I enjoy it a lot. And everybody's talking about family. The best Christmas is to be with my family.
Yeah. Now, Mary Ellen, when we think about Christmas, do you still put up decorations and things of that nature?
I have just a little decoration on the mantle, and I didn't go to much bother this year.
Now, Mayor Kellogg, do you decorate much?
This year we did not.
You did not. First time?
First time.
Yeah. First time.
Yeah, because my wife has had some problems. I've had some problems, and we just did not have the time to do it. And I love to decorate, though.
You know, I was telling Matt the other night, because on Friday nights when I come out here, I have to drive up the boulevard, and there are some beautiful houses on the boulevard that are just decorated,
yeah.
And it really makes you feel like Christmas when you're coming down the boulevard, so I have to commend all those people.
Mm-hmm.
And downtown Marion has done a great job of decorating.
Right. I used to always enjoy it. I don't know if you remember what I did and got in all kinds of trouble because I did it. Instead of having reindeers in my front yard pulling a sled, I had elephants.
Oh, I do remember this.
You had elephants?
Yeah, pulling my sled. Well, I had it, and then somebody made a donkey and put it in front of the elephants, you know, and was pulling the elephants. But I took the donkey and put it behind the sled and let the elephants pull it. And I got in all kinds of trouble with that.
I know. People are just touchy. Aren't they, Mayor Kellogg? They're touchy at Christmas time.
But I still got my elephants.
They're up in the attic. They're up in the attic, yeah. But, you know, it's an interesting season because there are houses decorated. I saw the other day.
Beautiful.
But then there, and the other day I was in the parking lot of a store, and there was a skeleton with a Santa hat on.
I seen that.
You saw that too? That's going
right.
Around town.
Yeah, right.
I thought, well, people decorate any way they want during the holidays. It's a whole little thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the point is to have fun. Now, Mary Ellen, are you a fan of a real tree or an artificial?
Well, I don't care.
See, I like the artificials.
Do you?
I do, because I cannot keep a real one alive. I've tried the sugar water and all that stuff they tell you to do.
And all the little things
fall off.
Oh, yeah. And you get those big holes in the center of the tree. It's nothing but trouble. Mayor Kellogg, what do you prefer, real tree or a fake tree?
A real tree, but now we have an artificial tree.
An artificial one.
Yeah.
Now, do you like colored lights or?
Well, around my house, I always had white.
White.
But I love colored lights, yes.
Yeah. I like the colored lights, too. Carrington, you have a real tree, right?
We do have a real tree. We actually have both, but the main tree is the real tree, yes.
You have several trees at your house.
We have two.
Two. Now, which do you prefer?
I think I'm just partial to the real tree because that's what we've always had. I don't think if I grew up with it, I would care as much, because they are kind of messy, but It's Christmas to me with the real tree.
Yeah. And it lets off a smell, the pine smell, mm-hmm. which I think is very, very unique. And I think that when we look at that, that is really the sense of the season. Now, Mayor Kellogg, do you preserve Christmas dessert that you like? Fruitcake, eggnog, cookies?
I got both at home right now.
You like both those?
Yes, I like to eat.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Have you had a chicken sandwich tonight?
No.
We're going to have to get you one. We're going to have to get you one. Mary Ellen, favorite food at Christmas?
Oh, I like oysters.
Oh, I love them.
Oysters.
Yeah. Now, do you like the oyster dressing?
Like dressing, too, but it's oyster casserole that I really like.
Yeah. Now, did you ever end up making the cake for the holiday, Thanksgiving, that your family asked you to do?
Yes.
Oh, you did? You did do that cake?
Yes, and I'm doing it for Christmas, too.
Oh, now, which cake is that?
It's the German chocolate cake.
Those are delicious.
Yes, they are.
And I love coconut. Mm-hmm. Some people don't like coconut, but I like it.
I finally found the German chocolate frosting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mayor Kellogg, do you have a favorite Christmas story?
No, not really. I just love them all.
Yeah.
I love Christmas.
Do you go to a church service on Christmas Eve?
I used to all the time. Here in the last few years, we have not. But yes, I always went to one.
You know, it's tough sometimes on Christmas Eve to get out. There's a lot of traffic, and it's also dark, and it's tough to navigate, you know?
Well, when you got bad eyes, too.
Bad eyes, yeah. Yeah, that can be a problem.
You can't walk straight, you know?
Mary Helen, do you have a favorite? Do you go out on Christmas Eve?
Not anymore. No, I stay home.
stay away from all that.
That's right.
Okay, we have got a great group here tonight for the big Christmas special. Mayor Kellogg, Mary Ellen Withrow, Carrington, Matt, Pastor Craig, Nate, Sean, Terry, the whole group. Now, we're going to come back, and we're all going to sing before we wrap up the night here. So we're going to take a 15-minute break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to sing. We've got the words here. Everybody get ready. Don't go anywhere.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment that must be seen next. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen,